as if we understand that everybody, you know, we understand we have a privilege. Me as a man, I have a privilege. And are you ready to give that up?
Right. Or like, even are you ready to just like acknowledge it and like use it in a way that can be helpful to the group almost? Like, yeah, it's like we are a band of white people. Like, how can we square with that, you know? And like, yeah, I think sometimes that's a weird thing with feminism too, is people are like, yeah, that's just like man hating or blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's so not about that, actually. Yeah,
it's not about men.
Right. Yeah, or like feminism, when you really get to the root of it, for me at least, is actually about like everyone being able to see their own humanity and other people's humanity that much more, you know?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, and sometimes that manifests in a way of like, you know, men taking up less space, or sometimes that manifests in a way of like men taking up more space to be like, actually, I am, you know, I support this, or like blah, blah, blah. And the same goes with like dismantling white supremacy, I think, too, is like, you're never going to be like not white. So like, don't be embarrassed, like talk about that and figure out ways that you can like, especially right now with what's going on in the USA with like, the government is literally going to people's houses and like taking them and removing them from our country. So like, how can people who were born in the USA like come to terms with like the privileges that they have and like try to protect people and like their communities more?
Yeah, from just being born in these imaginary borders.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Is there a so I want to play a song off the album. So which one do you think most represents you all, and what mood you guys are in today, and what you're gonna be bringing to the show tonight?
That is tough.
I feel like if we're gonna hype the show, we should do like a party jam. So I would suck. Yeah. I would just suck.
Suck. Okay, I like that one. So.
Cool.
There's a version of this somewhere. It's like actually 7 minutes long. It's really cool.
All right. Well, you're gonna be listening to Suck by Priest.
Two.
So you're back with CITR here on 101.9 with Priest and with their song Suck off of their album. Can you guys just talk a little bit about the inspiration for Suck?
For me, originally, it kind of sounded like the Raincoats when we were writing it. But then when we took it into the studio, we were kind of thinking, like, this is too linear, so we need to, like, just kind of make it sonically come out. So then we started thinking of, there's a Talking Head song, I think it's Born Under Punches is the one that we were, like, listening to how that grows as the song goes on. And so, like, we were adding in some auxiliary percussion and different instruments. So those are the two main ones for me, but I think my bandmates were all coming at it from different places.
We had our very talented friend Mark Cineros play auxiliary percussion of like cowbells and bongos, scrapers. We had some vibraphone parts that he wrote and we collaborated on, and he played saxophone and bass clarinet. He just really added a lot. And what was cool is we gave him like a good framework of what to go on. And then he also, like on the longer version that Danielle was referencing earlier, he took some of our ideas. He went really far out with it. And one of the things they did in Born Under Punches that was the inspiration for this is the way that it's recorded is kind of like an electronic song where you can mute different parts, you know, and bring it back in. And that was one thing we did a lot in the editing of this. So.
It's kind of interesting, Katie was talking about like the Raincoats influence when we were writing it, because like the second I heard the bass line, I was like, this is like a dance single for sure. I was like, and I've always wanted to like play more disco beats, although I'm really bad at them. So this was like song, it's just like such a struggle for me to be like, I'm going to play it like this because I really, like I'm not going to be a rock drummer, I'm going to be a disco drummer. But I mean, I immediately always thought of it and more along like, you know, kind of ESG, like those kind of lines. And yeah, definitely. And we were on tour with Shopping right before. And like, I think there's a lot of influence of there. They have like a really good dancey thing going on too.
Yeah. And this song originally didn't have like that second part where it kind of opens up. But I wrote the bass line and that's kind of where the song started. And I think, like, I was just, I don't know, messing around in practice. I play guitar also, so I kind of, like, went off of the same bass line in more of, like, a chord-shaped pattern, but it's still single-picked. And that's when the, like, more melodic part at the end opens up, and I think it just added something new. And
yeah, no, you can feel the energy in the track, and it continues to build throughout the song. So
yeah,
no, so... really, thank you for having you on.
Thank you for having us.
I really, really appreciate it. Is anybody you'd like to shout out? You guys can feel free.
Well, I want to shout out to y'all for being from D.C. and to see some D.C. heads.
They said, y'all, you can't see Mo in the corner. he likes to stay in the cut.
That's cool.
Yeah, and so we have a certificate for you, so for your band. So we understand that freedom is a contract.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yes.
I haven't read this.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic, and it's really just talking about the intersectionality between, just really between all the struggles and how we need art and we need all types of different everybody to work together so that we can continue to create the world that we want. So
thank you.
This is going to be very, very, very heavily read in the van. So thank you for
Cornel
this gift.
West, so awesome.
Yeah.
This must be like brand new.
I got it for Christmas and I read it, and so I'm
for our listeners at home,
you're re-gifting.
It's a brand new Angela Davis book. Freedom is a Constant Struggle. Ferguson, Palestine, and the Foundations of a Movement. So
This is great. We're all
333 tonight.
Yeah, 333 tonight. Oh, so good.
7:30 is that when doors are?
And we're on tour with Steph Chura, who's amazing. If you haven't had a chance to check out her stuff, listen to it after you listen to Freedom.
It's gonna be a great show.
So it's 333. It's right off East Hastings. Here at 7:30, downtown in Gastown. You can check out Priest with Steph Chura and Lie tonight.
Or Lie, I don't know.
Lie,
The kind man who escorted us in said that they were an excellent local band. So.
And Andy knows a ton about music here in Vancouver.
Okay.
So
we'll trust Andy.
Trust Andy. So thanks for tuning in.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, no problem.
was nice job. Your new band. You will not be okay. You will not be okay. You will not be okay. Hey. You will not be okay. You are not one of us. You will not be
my slacking scholar, your grades have fallen. Heed the answer, your parents calling.
Interested in starting a project to benefit the representation or experiences of historically disadvantaged groups within the UBC community?
Apply for funding through the Equity Enhancement Fund, which supports community-based initiatives that enhance equity, diversity, inclusion, and intercultural understanding at UBC.
It's open to UBC students, faculty, and staff. The deadline is February 28, 2017.
More information can be found at equity.ubc.ca/EEF-fund.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Most days, my partner and I pass through the world unnoticed. He's a he, I'm a she, and that makes us invisible. Except the time we crossed the border into the U.S. My partner wasn't a citizen of either country, so we had to park our car and request special permission to enter. At that time, his passport didn't indicate that he was male. So, as he had done many times before, he calmly explained why. The guard showed no expression. She simply nodded and left the counter with his passport, disappearing into a small office. While she was in there, 5 different guards slowly walked out of that office, each one trying but failing to appear nonchalant, and looked at my partner. Or I should say, looked over my partner. I was fuming. I wanted to call them out on it, but if I did, I would have ruined our chances of spending the weekend in Portland. Eventually, we were given permission to enter. Without a word, we walked back to our car and continued on our journey. can't believe what just happened, I raged. My partner grinned and shrugged his shoulders. At the time, I was writing an article about how being queer was not just about being in a state of oppression. Some of us experience a certain pleasure in being a freak, and I called that experience freaking. Why aren't you mad? I demanded. It's just like freaking, he said. While I was raging at the customs counter, my partner was quietly enjoying messing with the border guards' heads.
Yo, Inner Space Visiting Hours 2017. Let's go.
Hello, this is Inner Space CITR. Just another week of community radio.
Just another week.
Just another one. Another one. So, what's up, Jamie?
Just getting super hyped for a party on the 24th, next Friday. Getting hyped up here. We got Daniel on the decks right now. Easy D. Literally, only one of them on planet Earth. Ripping it up. Right away.
Also coming up, we got DJ Donini. The quickest DJ we got in this room.
She's the fastest DJ in the whole visiting crew. She's, I'm talking 160 nonstop.
Thank you for the introduction, Jamie. I mean, Big Zen. Yeah, that's
I'm Big Zen.
That's Big Zen right there. Yeah, we've got Easy. I mean, he just took my record off the turntable. I was about to play, but you know what? Slip it right back in there faster than you can see.
That's what slip mats are for.
Respect the slip mat.
And also, we got the Asiatic Black Man Gold Boy.
Now known as DJ Sisa.
That's right. None of that. So we're here till 8. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yo, huge, huge shout out to Riav. That was so sick. We're going to have to pull that one back. Rewind.
Yo.
Oh, sorry. We can't rewind it just quite yet because we got to, if you own that that red VW parked out front, we need you to untune in. Go move your car. Move your car. Come back and keep it locked. Pull it back.
Shout out to Nick, Alex, and Kay. This song's for you.
DJ Donnie.
Still I love you.
Yo, respect to DJ Seaside.
That's the return of the backspin for you.
Welcome back.
Sounds like when we make love.
You guys remember this one from the good old days at Sidewinder, you know, the Gas Club. This is a classic. Shouts to them too.
Shout out to everyone tuned in. Shout out to Sosita, I love you.
Yo, huge shout out to Nelly Furtado.
Turn off the lights.
We'll be right back. Back to EZD. Oh.
Shout out to all you headphone listeners. Sorry about that.
My goodness, we at 130 again, thank goodness.
Flavor.
Say what?
Woo! Yo, big respect to Smokey Bubbling B.
This would why.
Donini.
Do you better? Yo, respect the abstract mix. Mix it, mix it. Blend it, blend it.
dare to go deep.
Tell me a bit more about visiting ours. Who's visiting? Who's ours? Yours?
It's ours.
It's yours?
Ours. Visiting crew.
Crew. Alright.
Yeah, it's me, DJ Donini, my pal Big Zen, and my pal DJ Cisse. So, together we make up the visiting crew.
We got special guest EZD rolling through February 24th, 2017 at Sweep Up. The hours we're talking, 11 till who knows when. Last time it went way later than even I thought. So let's push it. 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 a.m. I think I'm going to have to
work. We're having an after party.
I'm going to probably work Saturday. So hit me up at Strathcona Beer Company looking for free pizza. Holla.
That's a plan. All right, so we're going to just... Soil 8 here, got EZD mixing it up, slicing it for ya.
Word, and earlier we saw Daniel Rinkin at the studio, and he said, yo, holla at me. So, shout out to you.
Shout out to everyone tuned in. It's been a fun ride.
Wants to come to the pint after, you're invited. Nicholas, please save me some wings.
Scientist.
scientists create machines. Scientists create machines. Scientists create machines. Scientists create machines. 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 Thank you.